With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. In his resignation letter to the president on Thursday, Scott Pruitt noted the transformative work that is occurring at the Environmental Protection Agency. But he added that unrelenting attacks on him and his family have taken a sizable toll on them. Pruitt faced 13 investigations into unethical and potentially illegal activities while serving as EPA chief for 18 months. Former EPA Administrator Carl Brooks, who worked under President Barack Obama, said Pruitt's departure was long overdue.
What can be repaired is the embarrassment day after day of having the leader of the agency commit what almost looks like federal crime, certainly unethical behavior. That stuff is really hard for people in an organization every single day to see the senior person called out for one thing after another that makes everybody look bad. I mean, he was just low down.
Brooks was a former national operations manager at EPA, and he says Pruitt's relatively short tenure at the agency means damage to initiatives like climate change reduction and air pollution standards was minimal because, he says, it's a scientifically reputable department with ethical staff.
Pruitt was so eager to get stuff done that benefited the fossil fuel industry and other regulated industries. He really didn't connect the dots. He didn't follow the law. His lawyers didn't put the agency in the right position to make some of these fundamental changes.
Federal investigators are looking into questionable practices by Pruitt and his top staff, including building a $43,000 soundproof phone booth in his office and making taxpayers pay for lavish office furniture. Members of Congress, including U.S. Senator Tom Udall, cheered Pruitt's departure, with Udall declaring, quote, "Pruitt embodies everything about the swamp that President Trump claimed he wanted to end." With KANW New Mexico Close-Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.